also with our God.
Right.
And
he's God.
And we think, yeah, he is God. He is undefinable. But in our humble efforts, we will try to say something that may be a comfort to you this morning. I know you scheduled to have communion today, and while we do these things in remembrance of him until he returns again, the depth of that and what we are blessed to partake of in that service is beyond our natural abilities to explain. But yet the Lord has given us that, as he has given us life as we journey in this tiny world. We encounter many things as God's little children in this world. And there's no greater comfort than to be blessed by the Spirit of Almighty God.
Yeah.
That he is in our midst. So oft we find ourselves journeying in this life, forgetful of that very truth.
Right.
And that very promise that he has made to us. Brother Gary was speaking about healing and how the Lord healed those. And we trust that we understand that those are examples for us.
Exactly.
And that when God declared that I am the same, that healing power, in whatever our need is, comes from that same God that healed the leper, healed the blind man. Because you see, we have those same needs. We may not think that we're leopards. We may think that we have sight, while there are many things we don't see. There are many things that we don't understand. There are many sicknesses that we encounter in this world because of sin.
Yeah.
As well as our sinful natures. As we mentioned yesterday, I don't know if it was me or one of the other brethren in Mount Carmel, we're, you've heard the, I guess the truckers use that term, having your pedal on the metal. In a natural way, we do. But what we don't realize is where we're headed. And what that destiny would be,
yeah,
if it wasn't from the grace of God.
That's right.
You see, because our nature is, you know, I would say here, so our nature is, but we can't help it. By nature, we can't. But we also know that when we're blessed to understand, that we have been delivered from that darkness into his marvelous light, that we serve a God who is able to deliver us from that nature, mm-hmm, from time to time. Not that we can deliver ourselves, but by the grace of God, he delivers us from time to time. I have a couple of psalms that came to mind as we were singing, and Brother Gary was talking there. A couple of psalms that came to mind, as well as conversations I've had since I came into the meeting house this morning. And the first couple of verses come from the 27th Psalm. You know, as I read these couple of verses, prayer would be this. That these words that we hear, that were inspired by God, that God would bless us with an understanding of these words. As simple as they may be, we as God's children have difficulty in applying these things to our very lives. It's kind of like we were talking about people coming in the workplace. You know, they have all of these degrees and they think they own the world, and they can't seem to find a way to the restroom. But I use this as an analogy, but you know, in reality, I mean, that's what it equates to, you see, because but we can be those people.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Word of God. We look at it, sounds good. We believe it, don't get me wrong. We do believe it. But there seems to be a disconnect in what we believe and what we do. And how we might be blessed to apply these things to our very lives. Because we would be benefited by that. By the simple application of these truths into our lives and realize they're not just words, it's the Word of God who created us and understands us, understands what we need, and through His Word instructs us on the way to go. So in the 23rd Psalm, it tells us here, and think about this in light of your own very lives. Think of it in light of yesterday, for instance. Things that you may have encountered in your life yesterday. And think about how those things might have been different if you have been blessed to be in the Spirit and to remember these truths and apply them to whatever life situation you may find yourself in. One of the greatest difficulties I have is to understand that scripture that tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I see you. You are the issue. But in reality,
nope.
No, you're not.
Right.
Has nothing to do with you at all. Now, we as God's children, we fail to remember that all of our lives, we will be in this war.
Yeah.
We will be in this war until the Lord of glory calls us home. But until that time comes, the only respite that we get from this war is at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
That is the only place you're going to get. Now, we can be stubborn, and we can be stiff-necked, and think we got it all figured out, and fall flat on our face.
Absolutely.
A flat on our behind, whatever way you fall. You're going to fall one way or the other. Whatever way it happens for you, you're going to fall. Because you fail to remember and to understand that the Lord of glory said Himself, "You cannot live this life without me."
Right.
Without me, His words, without me, you can do nothing. Now that doesn't sound difficult to understand, right? Hard to do though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see, because my nature is all about me.
Right.
And then if you get in my way, then it becomes about me and you. Well, in reality, it has nothing to do with me or you.
Right, yeah, that's it.
So when the psalmist tells us here in Psalm 27 verse, "The Lord is my light." If you have the Lord of glory to be your light, why do we find ourselves walking in darkness from time to time? You know? We have not, according to the Word of God, can we not agree that He has brought us out of nature's darkness into His marvelous light? Can we agree on that? So, by nature, we love darkness. It's a sad truth, but by nature, that is what we are. But when we remember, brethren, what the psalmist is telling us here, that the Lord is my light, your light, then we're blessed to remember, as the psalmist put in another psalm, where the source of our light and our help come from. When the psalmist says, "I will look up into the hills, from whence cometh my help?"
Yep.
Because my help cometh from God. When we remember those simple truths, now think back again to yesterday, and if you had a situation that you would apply those truths, how different the outcome would have been. Much different. You see, because our lives are enriched when we're blessed to understand whom it is that has purchased us is also whom it is that is our Lord and Master. In other words, whom it is that we should be following. That we follow not ourselves, that we follow not the way of the world, but we look unto Him who is the light and provides light for us. He illuminates our pathway as we journey in this world. Whether it's daytime or nighttime, the Lord's the same. He provides that light for us. And the psalmist goes on, he says, "And my salvation." Now, many of God's children have difficulty understanding that there is a salvation that we are enriched by on this side of glory.
Yeah.
I mean, we can comprehend the concept of that hope of eternal life when we leave this world and we take that last breath, that we're going to be home with the Lord. We're going to be in His presence. We can comprehend that concept most chiefly because we realize that when that day comes, we can't do anything about it. We have no control over that whatsoever. We're helpless when it comes to that. What we don't realize is that what the psalmist is talking about here, if we use it and apply it to our journey in this world, that same Lord who will one day call you out of this world home is the same Lord that will deliver you minute by minute, moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, year by year, as you journey in this world. He is the same Lord.
Amen.
That gives you this benefit as you journey in this time world. And if we don't realize, let me put it a different way. I know we realize it, but if we're so much in this world and in the flesh, we fail to consider, because we're blinded by life circumstances, we fail to consider that whatever situation that we're in, that God has declared that there is no temptation that we encounter that is not common to mankind. But that with every situation, every temptation, every trial, every circumstance in life that we find ourselves in, that God will not suffer you to endure that more than you are able, but with it will provide you a way out.
Amen. He promised.
What is that way out? Is it not Him who is also your light?
Amen.
Is it not Him who is also your salvation?
Strength.
Your strength? It is not He, the rock, that is higher than we. You see, brethren, what I guess all I'm really trying to say is that we have been given life, and we've been given life abundantly. When we fail to acknowledge and take benefit of that earthly inheritance that we have been given, then we go through life miserably.
Yeah.
Miserably. The difference between having natural pain and understanding that the Lord is with you in that pain, and that the Lord actually subsides that pain when we find our feet, when we find ourselves at His feet. You see, because He's able not only to subside that pain, but to deliver you from the pain. And if He doesn't deliver you from the pain, He's able to bless you with grace sufficient to endure whatever it is that you're going through. And that grace, brethren, that He supplies you with is what just lifts you up and carry you through the storm. Not that the storm is not there, not that the pain is not there, but you see, He's lifted you up and carried you through that and enable you to endure that you will be able to come through that with praise and with thanksgiving upon your lips, because the pain itself has blessed you with an opportunity to find yourself at the feet of Jesus, feeling His manifest presence, feeling Him lifted you up, when in absence of that, we find ourselves moaning, complaining, groaning,
yeah.
Why me? Why not that guy over there? Why has it got to be me all the time? That's what we find ourselves in. And we miss out on such great joy and such great benefits because we fail to understand that It's not just a certificate or a piece of paper or a book. It is a living God who has manifested himself in our midst to pick us up and carry us along. And isn't that a marvel? Mm-hmm. People say God doesn't do miracles. He provides miracles in your life all the time.
Amen.
We're just too sleep to understand it or to acknowledge it.
Amen.
But God hasn't changed.
No.
He miraculously forms miracles in our lives each and every day.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And he goes on, he says, whom shall I fear? If you realize that he is your life, and if you realize that he's your salvation, now we do understand what salvation is, right? It simply means to be delivered from whatever circumstance you find yourself in. It is a deliverance. But you also need to remember that sometimes God requires us to do some work. It's not about, let me give you an example. You came this morning, you didn't know I was going to be here, but at least you anticipated Brother Gary was going to be here. I was going to hear a good sermon. I was going to be blessed. But what work did you do in preparation of what you anticipated? Did you pray? Did you pray that Brother Gary was going to be blessed? Did you pray that you were going to be blessed to hear? Did you pray that you were going to be blessed to understand? Or did you just show up? You see, if you wanted to be delivered, which means in this instance, if you wanted to be blessed in this meeting and to be delivered from your circumstance, whatever it might be, and to be lifted up in those heavenly places, Scripture tells us that we are to work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling, for it is God who is working within you to will and to do in accordance with his good pleasure. So you see, you had a part in working that out, in your anticipation of coming here to feel the presence of the Lord, our God. That is a deliverance, you see. That is a salvation in time. But if we come here as bumps on the log and showed up and said, "Oh, here I am."
Yeah.
Brother Gary, here I am. Bless me.
Bless me.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Then more likely, you're going to go away complaining. God, he could have done better. I mean, you know, gosh, he was off today.
Yeah.
Was he off? Or were you off? If you came with that attitude, you're off. And if you came praying, no matter how off Brother Gary felt he was, you're going to be delivered.
That's right.
You see, brethren, it is not about things that we can see. But it's about a God who desires us to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's about a God who has told us that he does not change. And he has promised you. Where two or three have gathered together in his name, he will be in the midst. So if we come in with an attitude, are we really gathering in his name? I'm not going to get in your heads or your hearts. I'll let the Lord deal with that question. But something to think about. He goes on, he says, the Lord is the strength of my life. You know, we older people, I include myself in the mix today. I used to not do that, but I include myself in the mix today. You know, we older people, we older people, I'm older than you, Brother Gary. We remember the times when we thought we were like lions. You know, we could run faster than life and you know, like super people. We could leap high in buildings and do all kinds of things. You know, not literally, but you know what I mean. There wasn't anything we had to do or accomplish. But see, as you get older, and these old clay tabernacles begin to decay, and all of a sudden, you know, what's wrong with my arm? It didn't used to feel that way. Or how come I can't stand up straight and my back hurting and all these kinds of things? Then we'll begin to realize how weak we are. You know. It probably would have been better if we learned that lesson early in life. But sometimes it takes this for us to learn that lesson. But the point of the matter is that for God's little children, from conception to the grave, he is and always has been the source of your strength. He is a strength giver. He's a strength provider. And sometimes we have to be in our weakest state to accept and acknowledge the greatness of his strength to deliver us in a time of need. But the psalmist here, well, we know David's been through all kinds of stuff, but no worse and no greater than we have. Maybe we haven't had the old prophet come along and tell us how bad we were, like David did. But David was a man. He was mortal just like we are. He had a sin nature just like we do. But in his Psalms, brethren, the Lord moved him to highlight so many aspects of our journey in life and what we as God's children go through. And the moments that when we have that spark of understanding and that realization that he displays in this particular psalm, when he acknowledges in front of all the world that if he has any strength at all, it comes from the Lord. You know, we think about whatever office we may be called into in this life. If we're going to be a benefit in that particular office, whatever it might be, it doesn't have to be in the assembly here at church. It could be anywhere that God lifts you up. If you not benefit from the knowledge and understanding that is he and he alone who is your strength and the source thereof, you will fail in the eyes of God. You may think you have, in nature, you may think that you have accomplished great things. But in reality, when we fail to acknowledge that he is a source that He is the strength. The new reality we fail to acknowledge that is God who has lifted up and provided to us all that we need as we journey in this world. When David said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that is an acknowledgement that I am weak, I am meek, I am lowly, I am a lamb. I need a shepherd to guide me, to direct me, and to take care of me as I journey in this time world. He is my shelter. He is my dwelling place. In my times of need, He is where I flee to. In my times of rejoicing, He is the name that I lift up in praise. In every aspect of my life, He is Lord of all. Amen. And when we think and remember and consider these things, brethren, we're blessed to understand that what David is saying when he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? But the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Amen.
Well, time won't permit me to go to the other psalm that I was thinking of, but you know, it's been a joy. And I thank the Lord for each of you. And I do trust that these words have been a comfort to you this morning. And that it has glorified God, and that it has somehow placed a little more understanding in your heart as to who our God is. And also that we may acknowledge who we are in the eyes of a holy and righteous God who has loved and does love us with such an everlasting love, brethren, that He provides to us all that we need as we journey in this time world. And lastly, to remember that God tells us, brethren, that we're in a war. Now, Brother John is not talking about the stuff you see on TV.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. You got enough to deal with right here, right where you are. Then don't worry about that. Not that you should be praying about that.
Amen.
But you got enough right in front of you to deal with every day. That war, that wrestling, that wrestling not against flesh and blood. It's in this room. It is in your homes. It is in your workplaces. It is everywhere you go. When the Apostle Paul says that even when I would do good, evil is always present, brethren. To acknowledge it, whether it's with your spouse or whether it's with your kids, they do something to upset you. Think about why you're upset before you lash out and say something that you shouldn't have said.
That's right.
Because you see, brethren, sometimes it's not about what the Lord child has done, or your spouse, or whoever.
Yeah.
But it's really about what's going on right here in my own very heart. That God would shed light on that.
Yeah.
And that light that He shined would be to His praise, be to His glory. Blessed be His name.
Amen.
That's true, brother. I'm sure. Come on, have another one. You have a 33.